Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to it. This is Friday edition. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the morning. And, oh, what a beautiful day it is outside. All right, so the weatherman says that we're going to have some what?
Some rain mixed with snow, and maybe this weekend up north there may be some accumulation.
Well, you know, that's up north. And if you live that far north, that's what you get. I mean, you know what I'm saying? What are we going to get
this here? Is as far north as you ever want to be? You know, it's God's country up there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The lakes and the trees.
Wonderful, yeah, absolutely beautiful to visit.
I've already decided this. For where I could live,
yeah, buddy.
This is as far north.
Yeah,
with climate change, it's getting warmer here, you know, every year. So it's,
you didn't listen to Coast to Coast before our program? What's the matter with you?
No, what are they talking about today?
That climate change is hooey.
Oh, okay.
That was this time. I mean, give it a week, and then they'll have somebody on there that says we're all going to die a horrible fame. Painful, flaming death of, you know, environmental
Pretty soon
issues.
We're going to have flamingos in Lake Wausau, you know, eventually. Right. Maybe 50 years from now. Right? Flamingos in Lake Wausau.
If only you would be alive long enough for me to look at you and go, ha!
Well, I would say the same thing. If only you will be alive. But,
oh,
but the way you eat, there's no way.
No. I'll have you know I ate very healthy yesterday. Lots of veggies and...
Big chunk of red meat with it, though, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you even ask?
A few days ago, I had a steak salad for lunch.
Oh.
I thought that was great.
You know, who invented that?
Mixed in with this disguised stuff to make it seem like it's healthy. It was fabulous.
And drizzled with all kinds of funky dressing. Yeah, it was funny. I'm back. I'm trying to do the low carb thing, right? So we went to a local establishment, which, by the way, I should probably say thank you to them. Something happened when we went to this restaurant that has never happened to me before, and I was surprised, humbled, and really just surprised and very, very happy about it, okay?
They didn't seat you near the bathroom? Or?
Yeah, for a change. You mean, what do you mean near? Here you go, sir, stall number 7.
Yeah.
This will be your table. It's a restaurant right around the corner from us. And I don't know if I should say the name or not. I don't know what the rules are.
You can say the name.
It's the Red Eye.
Okay, Red Eye Brewing.
Yeah.
Fabulous place to eat.
Very nice. They got incredible burgers and all kinds of good stuff. Well, my wife and I went in there on Sunday afternoon. They've just recently started opening on Sunday, and she was craving one of their certain dishes. Well, they have a very limited menu for the games and stuff on Sunday. They didn't have what she wanted. So... we said, I'm sorry, I didn't know the limited. So we went somewhere else. And as we were leaving, one of the owners, managers came in and said, hey, is everything okay? I said, yeah, we just didn't want pizza. We wanted something else. Oh, okay, fine. So we went back a couple, three nights ago, and they sent over an appetizer. Said
they,
on the house.
They recognized you that you had left in the other day? Wow.
Yeah, and they sent over an appetizer and said on the house. And it was absolutely incredible. It was... mushrooms and a wine sauce with goat cheese. I could have gorged on that. But I divert from what I was saying. I'm on the low-carb thing, right?
Yeah.
So I had wings and a salad, and I drenched everything in blue cheese dressing. Everything. Everything. The salad was coated. The wings are coated. I mean, I was coated by the
end
of the meal.
So obviously not low-fat. Low-carb maybe, but not
low-fat. And blue cheese is really probably one of the lowest-carb dressings that are out there. So if you're doing the low-carb thing, it's awesome. You were going to – you look like you were going to ask me a question. You all right? Everything's good? All right.
Oh, yeah. No, everything's good.
All right. No, I'm just
– you attacked your chicken wing salad like I attacked my steak salad.
Oh, yeah. And
we got all the important stuff out.
Yes.
And little spinach leaves and whatever could be left behind. That's fine.
You know, I'm okay with eating the spinach leaves and stuff. I like spinach. I think it's an okay side item. I don't know if it should ever be considered the main course. But it adds color to whatever it is. And they say a colorful plate is a healthy plate.
But,
that's why M&Ms are so popular.
Creamed spinach is not...
Not only creamed spinach.
Okay.
Right. Steamed, little bit of butter, salt and pepper. Boom! You got a great side dish right there. It's awesome. I know you don't like spinach, do you?
I can eat it cold. I eat it in a regular salad or on sandwiches, but I can't eat it hot.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
I like fresh spinach on a sandwich or in a salad, but I can't eat it hot. It's like I can't eat... I love coleslaw...
Yeah.
But I can't eat sauerkraut. I don't like cabbage hot. I don't like
that's because
celery hot. I'll eat raw celery, but I can't.
Why in God's name would you eat celery hot?
Well, you put celery in like soup or stew or whatever. You know, I know. Raw celery's great, but cooked celery is not good.
There was some place we went to, and as a hors d'oeuvre or something on the table, they had celery stalks that were steaming. I'm like, what is this? They go, oh, well, it's steamed celery. It was just in the stalk. I'm like, what the hell are you supposed to do with this?
Take it back to the kitchen, throw it away.
What is this, like a paperweight?
Right.
You don't, why? No, you don't do this.
No.
I do want to give also a shout-out to our IT department. Computer guy came by yesterday, and I had talked to him a little bit that the machine at my desk and here in the studio was running a little slow. And he said, oh, no problem, just need to do an update. And I thought, oh, this should be interesting. So I ran audio while he was doing the update. I thought I'd play it for you now.
Okay.
Thank you for downloading Windows 8.1. It is easier to operate than ever before. Simply download the 8.1 update. Right-click and activate the RAM after you delete the previous system requirements and upload the macro memory and press restart. Simple and easy to use. Reboot. I wish I were a Mac. Oops. Did I say that out loud? Sorry, Bill Gates. Windows 8. And a pin flans orc non flip and glop non clubum.
Breaking news. Severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.